Hello, everybody, and welcome into another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan On Air, if you would, please. And in my Twitter bio, you'll find the link to our Talking Puck Discord. It's an awful lot of fun. Hockey fans for any team and even just fans in general are welcome to join us and be a part of the discourse on the Discord. All right. Well, I'm sure this is going to come up, and it did come up last Sunday night a little bit, but it's going to come up again Sunday night when Mike Haynes and I do Talking Puck TV, which is live on Twitch, by the way, 9 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday nights. And Mike and I, we like to talk about not just the news and notes of the day, but you know, we tell a few stories, we think about things, we look at the bigger picture and the bigger perspective. This is something I wanted to get to a little earlier in the week, but I ended up going Team Canada on you. Okay, so a huge milestone was just passed in the NHL. Patrick Marleau became the NHL's all-time games played leader. That's huge. Now, I acknowledge Gordie Howe had a WHA career and tacked on another 400-ish games. And, you know, Marleau probably won't get to that mark. I don't know if he'll get to 2,000 games. But Marleau is the NHL's all-time games played leader. And I feel like it almost got glossed over. This is a tremendous accomplishment. Marleau's been incredibly durable. He's continued to perform at a high level for a long time in his career, and obviously now he's declining. He's slowing down, which happens with age. He's not as effective as he used to be, but he still has a place in the game. And I know some people think he doesn't. I do, especially on a Sharks team that really kind of needs him, needs his leadership. And, you know, it's funny to me that it just kind of, people almost ignored this happening. It got some mention. Some people talked about it. I think it's a bigger deal than a lot of people are making it out to be. I don't know if it's because it's the pandemic, if it's a shortened season, if more people are tuned out of sports, which I do think is a thing. I think more less people are paying attention to sports these days. I also was a little surprised. Marc-Andre Fleury has moved into fifth, now fourth, and will probably, before the end of the season, be third all-time in wins by an NHL goaltender. That's an amazing feat unto itself. Fleury's been around forever, three Stanley Cups. He's had an incredibly successful career, kind of beaten the jinx of drafting a goaltender first overall, Rick DiPietro. Like Fleury, what he's done is amazing, and he's completely reinvented himself. He's like a phoenix in Las Vegas. He has risen from the ashes of turning into a backup in Pittsburgh, reinvented himself, become the face of a franchise, and become this year one of the front runners for the Vezina Trophy once again, and has led that franchise to the playoffs now in four straight years. What he's doing is incredible on the quote-unquote wrong side of 35. Here's the other thing. Fleury could get to second all-time within the next couple of years, and who knows what Fleury's career will look like in the next couple of years. I think this year he proved, and he's got one more year left on his deal at $7 million after this. They needed him in Vegas. Robin Lehner has been dealing with injuries. He didn't have the best start. Lehner struggled a bit out of the gate, and Fleury took over, and then Lehner got hurt, and Fleury at one point played 17 of 18 games, won 12. So they needed Marc-Andre Fleury to be as good as he's been. And it's incredible to think that this guy has been carrying this team. And there's a lot of good players on this team. But he's been carrying them for the last 4 years or so. And now he's going to be third all time in wins. He only needs a couple more to do it. And it just seems like no one has really noticed. Roberto Luongo sitting right there in front of him. After this, it's Patrick Waugh, and nobody's going to catch Marty Brodeur. You talk about some of the records that may never be broken. I think Glenn Hall starting, 502 straight games without a mask? No one's ever going to break that. Just starting 502 straight games, period. You'll never see a goalie do that again. I don't think anybody's going to touch Brodeur's win total either. 691 is ridiculous. So I suppose never say never on that one, but okay, I'm going to say never. So he might get to Patrick Waugh for second all-time before it's all said and done here. A Hall of Fame career, clearly. But it seems like no one's paying attention. There are NHL records that people are reaching this year, milestone moments, and I feel like it's just all getting swept up in, you know, obvious concern about the COVID protocols and the pandemic, and you know, the Canucks situation is probably the biggest one that everybody would recognize, even some non-hockey fans, because of how long they were out, how severe it was. But everybody's dealing with it to some extent and missing some time to some extent. And perhaps the shortened season, the chaos of it all, the uncertainty of the playoffs, how are they going to handle it when the Canadian team eventually has to travel, or the U.S. teams? I feel like that's chewing up a lot of our energy. So what I would encourage you to do is maybe this weekend, just stop, watch a game, and just watch the game. Push as much as you can, even if you have to mute the TV. Just push the thoughts of the pandemic out and look at the poetry in motion on the ice. Watch these guys play. See what they're doing, how they're playing, what they're doing, what they're creating. And actually tune back into the actual physical game of hockey. I think we've been missing that. I think we've had a lot of other concerns and priorities. But as a reminder, there are players out there doing magnificent things right now. Patrick Marleau and Marc-Andre Fleury are two of them, and it deserves your notice. All right, that's it for this Tiny Biscuits. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as this is dropping on Saturday morning, and we'll talk to you on Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Former Avs voice Mike Haynes and I'm Tom Callahan, and I used to call games for the Nashville Predators, and now I talk to you guys about hockey on the Discord, on Twitter, at Callahan On Air, and also on these podcasts. If you like what you hear, please subscribe, please follow, and we welcome you and your feedback at any time. Plus, don't forget, Mike and I take your questions from the chat on Talking Puck TV, Sunday nights at 9. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.